Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Aban ibn Takhlib. Aban is again a name that you must have heard of. An amazing companion, a great scholar respected by both the Sunnis and the Shias. He's the author of many books. Two incidents that I want to mention about him. One of them is something that's very famous, where the Imam instructs Aban and says, "O Aban, ijlis fil masjid, waftin nas." In other words, go to the mosque and sit amongst the people and give fatwa. At the time of the presence of the Imam would send companions and scholars and maraja in different cities and ask the people to refer to the halal and the haram and the wajib and the haram to these scholars. And he would instruct the scholars that you should give fatwa and to help the people in every spheres of their lives, whether it's business, whether it's family, whether it's school, in relation to what is wajib and what is haram. This is the companion Aban ibn Taghlib. Another very beautiful narration is where Aban says that once we were in Hajj and we were doing tawaf, and I was doing tawaf with the Imam, so doing tawaf together. It says at one point there was a person from far away who signed to me and says, "Can you come? I need a hand, I need some help." So Aban says I ignored him because I was with the Imam. I didn't want to leave my tawaf, I didn't want to leave the presence of the Imam. So we did another round and we came back again. The Imam, the person pointed at me and said, "Come and help me, I need your help." Now the Imam notices over here, and so he tells Aban that, "Who is this?" And Aban says, "It's one of my friends from amongst our Shias who needs some help." So the Imam tells him, like, "Go and help him." So Aban says, "But I'm doing tawaf right now, it's my wajib tawaf." The Imam says, "No, go and help him." And so Aban leaves the tawaf and he goes and helps the person, he assists him, and then he comes back. Now he realizes that according to the Imam and according to how the Imam perceives things, that helping a brother in faith is more important than even tawaf. And so Aban asks the Imam, "What is the right of a believer upon another believer?" And the Imam tells him something very, very heavy and very, very beautiful.